Well, South African government bonds traded firmer this morning with the rand finding support from positive sentiment on global markets, even as key issues lingered in the background. We had the benchmark R186 government bond bid at, as you can see there, 8.06% from 8.07% yesterday, and the R207 at 6.9% from 6.925% yesterday. The U.S. 10-year treasury in the meantime sitting at 2.83%, and pretty flat from yesterday's performance. We're joined on the line by Malcolm Charles from Investec Asset Management now for more on what's been playing out in the fixed income space. Malcolm, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So while South African government bonds traded firmer this morning, turnover was certainly low yesterday and activity was expected to be pretty light again today. So take us through the kind of action that played out at today's bond auction.
Hi, Alicia. I think the word action is the incorrect word. I mean, the bond market has been in a very, very quiet patch for close on 2 weeks now, where on Tuesdays you see a little bit of action because you have the weekly auction. But to be quite honest, we've been in like a 3 to 5 point range for close on 2 weeks, as I said. And the market is battling to find direction. And it's not just the South African story. You know, the U.S. 10-year similarly has been, you know, trading in a very narrow range as we wait to see what the next big macro move is going to be.
And of course, that not just evident on the fixed income space, but on the currency scene as well. We've had the rand oscillating around the 12 to the dollar mark for days now, and that's signaling somewhat of a consolidation following what has been a strong run over the past two quarters, right?
Absolutely. So we mustn't forget we've come off three fantastic months in South African assets where, you know, after the ANC conference in December, everything just re-rated and we got stellar returns. So it's very normal to have the markets consolidating here, just, you know, getting rid of some weak hands and you know, trying to find the true fair value for the markets.
Primary focus locally is going to be on consumer inflation data that expected tomorrow, along with retail sales for March. What are your expectations looking like on those fronts? Are you in line with consensus at this stage?
Yeah, so inflation, we're pretty much in line with the consensus and expecting another lowish number of around 4.1. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we've got to realize, and that's another reason why the market's a bit, you know, so even though the number's low, we do know that it starts ticking up from here because of the sin taxes, the petrol price increase, and the VAT increase that all came in April. So the April number that we get next month is going to be a little bit higher. So I think that's causing a little bit of angst in the market. And then as far as the retail sales numbers go, it's, you know, the January numbers were a bit disappointing, and the soft data that we get in the economy is that number has the potential to be a little bit on the weak side as well.
Yeah, Malcolm, while those are the key event risks on the local calendar, we've got Trump's commentary on currency manipulation rattling the markets globally, and we have weak dollar expectations somewhat now entrenched in the currency markets. And while that is offering support to our local currency, one has to wonder how much of a dangerous game Trump is really playing here.
No, look, I think, you know, you've seen that in the dollar pricing out there is that the market is very skeptical of the effect that he's having. The policies that he's taken, both diplomatic and economic, are leading to the weaker dollar. So, you know, when the biggest, you know, bully out there is making noises, it is a concern to everyone.
Yeah. Amidst it all, Malcolm, we've got yields on U.S. Treasuries at their highest in more than 3 weeks, and that ahead of a flurry of top Fed speakers coming to the fore, where we've already had Fed officials sounding like they're not ready to back from their plan of continually raising interest rates this year. What are you pricing in as far as interest rates hikes are concerned for the rest of 2018 stateside?
Yeah, we think that, you know, between 2 and 3 is a very likely scenario from the Fed. I think the rhetoric will be much of the same for now. But the fact that there is a little bit of an ease in the market, volatility has ticked up, LIBOR rates, you know, there's a little bit of nervousness in the credit market in the U.S. That's all telling you that the market is starting to feel the effect of the past interest rate cuts, hikes. And we think that, you know, 2 to 3 is very fairly priced.
At this stage, we've got bets on another Bank of England rate hike coming through next month. That's certainly what's helped the pound rise. We've seen the pound, you know, moving higher for its eighth session in a row now. Your expectations on that front?
Yeah, look, I think that is a reasonable expectation. But I think looking at the pound, we must also, you've got to look at the global, you know, no one likes the dollar at the moment. And Europe, has their soft data has ticked negatively the last 2-3 months. So your choices of where you put your money are starting to run out a little bit. And I think the pound has also benefited a little bit from that.
Well, let's leave it there, Malcolm. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, Malcolm Charles is with Investec Asset Management.